This is Tape 3, Side 2, reading the Smalltalk Plus Owner's Manual. Continuing on page 5-4 with Section 2, Files and Basic. 2.1, Introduction. In this section, we'll talk about sharing files between other computers and Smalltalk Plus, and between WordTalk and Basic within Smalltalk Plus. 2.2, Downloading Programs. You have basic programs on another computer and you want to use them with Smalltalk Plus. Instead of retyping these programs on Smalltalk Plus, it might be easier to transfer these programs using the RS-232C port. This way, the basic program would be accepted by WordTalk using the communications procedures described in Part 3, the word processor. Once a program file has been accepted by WordTalk, it can then be exported to tape and read by basic. Note that there could be some minor changes needed by programs transferred this way due to the differences in the basic language from one computer to another. After a program has been transferred to Smalltalk Plus and exported to tape, use the merge command from basic to begin using the program. 2.3, Other Notes. When files are exported to tape by WordTalk, the name that you supply is converted if needed to all uppercase automatically. Further, the extension .txt is added to the end of the name by WordTalk. So if you exported a program to tape and called it program, the name that you would need to use with the basic merge command is program.txt. Page 5-5. If you choose to use WordTalk as a program editor, note that you'll need to save basic programs as ASCII files. This is only necessary if you intend to load the program file into WordTalk. You can do this with the basic comma A parameter after the name in the save command. Use all uppercase letters in the file name since WordTalk expects all file names to be uppercase. 2.4, Summary. This short section told you how to download programs from other computers for use with Smalltalk Plus. Also, we noted some additional concerns related to files and file names. Don't forget that in order to get the most out of programming Smalltalk Plus, read each of the Epson manuals supplied with your machine. Appendices. Page A-1. Appendix A. Printer Maintenance. Smalltalk Plus features a built-in microprinter which can print text and graphics. The printer mechanism and controls are located in the upper left corner of Smalltalk Plus. When Smalltalk Plus is shipped from the factory, the ribbon and paper are already installed in the printer. The information here is for when you need to change paper or ribbon cartridges. Here are the procedures. 1. Remove the printer cover. 2. Insert the paper roll. 3. Insert the ribbon cartridge. 4. Replace the printer cover. The only tools you will need are your fingers. Removing the printer cover, 4 small grooves and the word push are embossed on the printer cover. With the index finger of your left hand, push gently on these grooves. Printer cover will tilt. Using the thumb on your left hand, pull up on the printer cover. When you have tilted the printer cover up to a near vertical position, you may lift it completely from Smalltalk Plus. Now you can look directly into the printer compartment. Roll up about 20 feet of 2.5-inch standard cash register paper. Now with your thumb on the front of the paper cover and your other fingers on the back, pull the paper cover up, rotating it towards the back of Smalltalk Plus. Unlike the printer cover, which is removable, the paper cover may not be removed from Smalltalk Plus. You may now look into the paper compartment, which is empty except for a strip of fabric. Now you need the roll of printer paper you've made. Unroll several inches of this paper. Slide the paper through the slot connecting the paper compartment and the printer compartment. When you slide it in about 1/4 inch before it stops, while holding the paper in place, press the paper feed button. The printer will activate and a rubber roller will pull the paper into the printer compartment. Hold the paper feed button down until the paper emerges from the top of the printer mechanism. When an inch of paper has emerged from the top of page A-2, the printer, release the paper feed button. Now pull the paper through the printer until several inches are exposed. Put the roll of paper into the paper compartment on top of the strip of fabric. If you ever wish to remove the paper roll, lift the fabric strip. Close the paper compartment by pulling the paper cover all the way forward. Be sure that you don't close the paper cover on the free end of the paper roll. Eventually, the microprinter will produce very faint copy and you will need to replace the ribbon. To remove a ribbon from Smalltalk Plus, press the word Push embossed on the right side of the ribbon. The left side of the ribbon will pop up and you can remove it. Then install a new one, which you may purchase at your computer aids dealer. Note, if you get ribbon ink on the case of Smalltalk Plus, wipe it off immediately. Once it's dried, it's hard to remove. Packaged with Smalltalk Plus is an L-shaped ink ribbon cartridge. Holding it with the long side up and the shortest side to the right, you may slide it over the paper and onto the printer compartment. Be sure the paper goes between the ribbon cartridge and the ink ribbon. Push the ribbon cartridge down into the printer compartment until the top surface of the ribbon cartridge is level with the metal plate. Do not be concerned if the ribbon has some slack and rests on the top of the metal plate. The ribbon cartridge is now installed. To replace the printer cover, slide the paper through the slot in the printer cover. Push the back of the printer cover down and into place. Press the front of the printer cover down. The printer cover is now in place. Page B-1. Appendix B. Error messages. B.1. WordTalk errors. The error messages which might occur while using WordTalk and the reasons why they would occur are listed below. Block not marked. Occurs when the copy or delete options are selected from the block menu when no mark has been placed in the text. Memory is about full. Occurs when there is only 2,000 characters available for typing into the WordTalk memory. At this point, you should begin to bring the document to a close and save the file. Memory is full. Text area is full. Only deletions and moving around in the text is allowed at this point. Empty block buffer. This message indicates that no text is present in the block buffer. A block copy or delete must be done before a write is allowed. Column width is too large. This error occurs when loading a file from another WordTalk and the margin settings on that file are greater than 80 columns. File too large. This error indicates that the file which is being loaded from another WordTalk is too large for the Smalltalk Plus. Data loss during transfer. Indicates that some portion of the formatted WordTalk file was lost during a transfer. Retransmit the file. Illegal format settings. Indicates that margin or other format settings are invalid. Check the values for crossed margins or other illegal formatting. Error setting counter. Unable to set the counter to the indicated value. Page B-2. Can't merge from COM port. Merges are not allowed through COM1. If data transfer through the COM port is desired, the load or import option must be used. Illegal file name. Indicates that the name of the file begins with a space. WordTalk does not allow a space as the first character of a file name, so attempt the operation again without the space. Cassette not mounted. An attempt was made to save to or load from tape when no cassette drive is present. No cassette in drive. Place cassette in drive and retry the save. Parity error. Bad parity. Check. Value was detected during data transfer. Retry the transfer. Error XXX has occurred, where XXX is an error code. The error indicated by the XXX value has occurred. Consult your dealer. B.2. CalcTalk error messages. The error messages which are possible during use of the CalcTalk program are overflow. Indicates that an overflow situation was encountered when an operation was done. Divide by zero. Indicates that division by zero was attempted. Undefined. Indicates that the operation indicated has an undefined result. Page C-1. Appendix C. WordTalk reference card. Control commands. Control A. Address voiced as CXLYPZ. Control B. Bumps line open one space at current location of cursor. Control C. Cuts text open at current cursor location for insertion. Control D deletes current line of text. Control E erases text from current cursor location to end of line. Control F finds next occurrence of target string. Control G goes to position specified as CX, LY, or PZ. Control H, backspace. Control J, down a line. Control K, up a line. Control L, line voiced without moving cursor. Control N, inserts blank line at current line location. Control O, options available using the control key. Control P, paste text together from current location of cursor to paragraph end. Control R, replaces located target string with replacement string. Control S, 20 lines voiced without moving cursor. Control T, tabs to last character of current line. Control U, front space. Control W, centers current line within defined margins. Control X, silences voice momentarily until next keystroke. Control Y, tabs to first character of current line. Command key enhanced functions. Command key Control K, moves the cursor to the beginning of file. Command key Control J, moves the cursor to the end of file. Command key Control H, moves the cursor backwards one word. Command key Control U, moves the cursor forward one word. Command key Delete, deletes all characters up to and including the next space. Page D-1. Appendix D, Calc Talk reference card. The typewriter key followed by calculator meaning. 1. Degree radian. 2. Tangent. 3. Cosine. 4. Sine. Q. Common log. W. Natural log. E. Y to the x. R. Square. A. Memory plus. S. Memory swap. D. Memory write. F. Memory read. Z. Inverse. X, percent. C, clear entry. V, clear. 7, 7. 8, 8. 9, 9. 0, divide. U, 4. I, 5. O, 6. P, times. J, 1. K, 2. L, 3. Semicolon, minus, M, 0, comma, decimal point, period, times minus, slash, plus, return, equals, spacebar, screen review, control P, printer on and off. Page E-1, Appendix E, Term Talk reference card. Command A, sets up auto answer mode. Command B, toggles the capture buffer on and off. Command C, clears the local screen. Command D, dials specified phone number. Command E, toggles between full and half duplex. Command L, voices current line. Command Q, disconnects phone line. Command R, enters review mode. Command S, voice entire screen. Command T, transmits the contents of WordTalk's memory. Command X transmits a Control X. Command Z transmits a Control Z. Command Space announces cursor location CX, LY. Control X silences voice momentarily until next keystroke. Control Z zaps keyboard buffer clear. Escape exits from review mode. Page F-1. Appendix F. Terminal Emulation. Digital Equipment Corporation VT100. DEC VT100 function, followed by TermTalk keys, followed by transmitted codes. Horizontal tab. Tab key. 0x09. Character delete. Up right arrow key. 0x7f. Cursor up. Control-Command-K, 0x1b5b41. Cursor down, Control-Command-J, 0x1b5b42. Cursor left, Control-Command-H, 0x1b5b44. Cursor right, Control-Command-U, 0x1b5b43. Keypad application mode 1. Command 1. 0x1b4f71. Keypad application mode 2. Command 2. 0x1b4f72. Keypad application mode 3. Command 3. 0x1b4f73. Keypad application mode 4. Command 4. 0x1b4f74. Keypad application mode 5. Command 5. 0x1b4f75. Keypad application mode 6. Command 6. 0x1b4f76. Keypad application mode 7. Command 7. 0x1b4f77. Keypad application mode 8. Command 8. 0x1b4f78. Keypad application mode 9. Command 9. 0x1b4f79. Keypad application mode 0. Command 0. 0x1b4f70. Program function 1. PF1. Control 1. 0x1b4f50. Program function 2. PF2. Control 2. 0x1b4f51. Program function 3. PF3. Control 3. 0x1b4f52. Program function 4. PF4. Control 4. 0x1b4f53. Keypad application mode dash. Command dash. 0x1b4f6d. Keypad application mode comma. Command comma. 0x1b4f6c. Keypad application mode period. Command period. 0x1b4f6e. Keypad application mode enter. Command return. 0x1b4f4d. Page G-1. Appendix G. Interfacing. Smalltalk to modem or Apple II's Super Serial Card, jumper pointing to terminal. Use the following cable. Smalltalk male 8-pin DIN, followed by modem or Apple Super Serial Card, male DB25. Pin 1, signal ground, goes to pin 7. Pin 2, transmit data, goes to pin 2. Pin 3 goes to receive data, pin 3. Pin 4, request to send, goes to pin 4. Pin 5, clear to send, goes to pin 5. Pin 6, data set ready, goes to pin 6. Pin 7, data terminal ready, goes to pin 20. Pin 8, carrier detect, goes to pin 8. Edge of the connector, the frame ground, goes to pin 1. This is Epson part number 706. Smalltalk to Apple II Super Serial Card, jumper pointing to modem. Use the following cable. Smalltalk male 8-pin DIN, followed by Apple Super Serial Card male DB25. Pin 1, signal ground, goes to pin 7. Pin 2, transmit data, goes to pin 3. Pin 3, receive data, goes to pin 2. Pins 4 and 5 are tied together going through to pin 8. Pin 6, data set ready, goes to pin 20. Pin 7, data terminal ready, goes to pin 6. Pin 8, carrier detect, is tied together through to pin 4 and 5. The edge of the 8-pin DIN frame ground goes to pin 1 of the Apple side. This is Epson part number 715. Page G-2. Smalltalk to IBM, use the following cable. Smalltalk male 8-pin DIN, followed by IBM female DB25. Pin 1 signal ground goes to pin 7. Pin 2 transmit data goes to pin 3. Pin 3 receive data goes to pin 2. On Smalltalk side, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are all tied together. On the IBM side, 5, 6, 8, and 20 are all 4 tied together. This is a special order cable. Page G-3, HX20 DIN cable terminator. The following graphic shows the pinout of the DIN termination of the Epson cables as seen looking at the cable terminator. HX20 RS232C DIN plug pinout. Signal assignments. 1. Signal ground. 2. Transmit data. 3. Receive data. 4. Request to send. 5. Clear to send. 6. Data set ready. 7. Data terminal ready. 8. Carrier detect. Shell. Chassis ground. This concludes the reading of the Smalltalk Plus Owner's Manual.